Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tes Zayin. We are holding on daf Tes Vav and Beis. We left off at the two dots at Rabbi Akiva. Omer, the last one in line is Omer. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and honor of his wife and children, leading the Shmas's mother called the Basimcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives, they should return home safely. Also by Esti and Avi Goldstein, leading Nishmas, their beloved son, my beloved Talmud, Zachary Goldstein, Chaim Tzvi ben Avram, on his sixth yard site, which is this Shabbos, is Neshama Shavan Aliyah. And it's also sponsored by Rabbi David and Debbie Friedman in honor of the engagement of their granddaughter, Leora Friedman, to Eitan Dukas. Mazel Tov to the Friedman and Dukas families. They should have much, much nachas from the young couple. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're going to talk about today's the following. We're going to talk about when the Mishnah says that you're only dan a shevet al pi beis and shal shivim ve'echad, what exactly is the case of judging a shevet? We're going to have four different possibilities. And then the Gemara is going to discuss all the examples in the Mishnah of where you need a Sanhedrin shal shivim ve'echad. So we're going to talk about how I know that a Navi Sheker needs a Sanhedrin shal shivim ve'echad, how I know that a Kohen Gadol needs Shivim Ve'echad. And then the Gemara is going to talk about going out to a Melchames HaRishus and what the process in that is and how I know that needs a Sanhedrin Shal Shivim Ve'echad. Then it's going to tell us how I know that you need to add to, that you can only add to the Irva Azaros with Shivim Ve'echad, which itself leads to a discussion of being Mekadesh Klei Shares and what that requires. That certainly does not require Sanhedrin Shal Shivim Ve'echad, but may require different things at different times in history. Then the Gemara is going to talk about establishing smaller Sanhedraos only with Shivim Ve'echad, which leads to a discussion of the general obligation to appoint Shoftim and Shotrim, and where you need Shoftim and Shotrim. Then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to go through the dinim of Iranidachas, and namely, particularly, limitations on establishing or making, declaring something to be an Iranidachas. We can't just do it just like that to make something in Iran Nidachas. It's something that has significant limitations placed on it. So let's pick up Rabbi Kiva Omer. So we had said yesterday that there's a machlokas tanoim, whether when you kill a wild beast, you need a Sanhedrin of 23 judges, or if you see a wild beast, just kill it before it does anything. So Rabbi, just kill it yourself and kolakodim zocha. And then we had a further machlokas amoraim within the sheet of Rabbi Blazer, kolakodim zocha. Should you wait till it kills somebody first and then kill it, or should you kill it before it kills anybody? So Rabbi Kiva said misasim basim v'shlosha. Frakti gemara. Rabbi Kiva in the Tanakama. Rabbi Kiva is just saying the same thing as the Tanakama, that you need 23 dayanim. So you can be nayu nacha. The difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva is about killing a snake. That according to the Tanakama, a nachash is the same din as all the other wild animals, that you need 23 dayanim. Whereas Rabbi Kiva holds that a nachash is different than other wild animals, than other dangerous animals. A nachash is mu'a li'olam, and therefore kol kodim zocha would apply to a nachash, even though it does not apply to a bear and to a lion, to all those other animals. Then we had said, ain't done. And the Mishnah had said that we do not dan a shevet, except for with a Sanhedrin Gadol Shivim Ve'echad. So I shevet the Chata B'mai. What did the shevet do that we need a Sanhedrin to deal with this shevet? If you want to tell me, we're talking about a shevet that was Michal Shabbos, which is, so we dan them with Shivim Ve'echad. Well, do we ever find such a thing? We do find that there are differences between an individual versus a community that commits an avera when that avera is avodah zara. That a yachid that does avodah zara is killed in a beis shel 23 dayanim, and a rabbim that's over avodah zara becomes an irani dachas and requires a beis shel shem ve'echad. But bishar mitzvos mipalug. But we don't find a difference between yachidim doing an avera and the masses doing an avera by any other avera other than avodah. So how can you say that Shevet Echata means that it was Mechal Shabbos? There shouldn't be any special din for a Shevet that's Mechal Shabbos. Ella b'Shevet Shehudach. Okay, so let's go to the case where there is a separate din for Yachid versus Rabbim. Maybe it's talking about a Shevet that did Avodah Zarah, that has a din like an Irani Dachas, just like any city that would that the majority does Avodah Zarah. When a Shevet, the majority does Avodah Zarah, it's treated like an Irani Dachas that requires Shivim Ve'echad. So it says, Lememra de Bedina de Rabim Daininalai? Do you mean to tell me that if a complete Shevet violates Avodah Zarah, we treat that like an Irin Idachas? Kiman, which Shita in Tanaim about the criteria for an Irin Idachas does that meet? Lo Rabbi Yoshia, v'lo Rabbi Yonasan. It meets neither Rabbi Yoshia nor Rabbi Yonasan's criteria for an Irin Idachas. Titania, because we have the Brisa that expresses two opinions about Ad Kama Osin Irin Idachas. How many of the Avodah Zarah need to be in the city in order for the city to become an Irin Idachas? That's how the Rambam understands. The Rambam in Chavos Chacham Paradal Alach Beis says that the discussion of the Gemara is how many members of the city need to have done Avodah Zarah in order for it to be an Irin Idachas. This discussion is not how many members are there in the city in total, right? It's not how big of a city does it have to be in order to say that if the majority of that does Avodah Zarah, then they'd become an Irin Idachas. That's what I would have thought. The Rambam says, no, we're asking how many members of the city have to actually be Ovid Avodah Zarah in order for it to be an Irin Idachas. And Minchas Chinuch says that you have to wonder about this Rambam, Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Tav Samach Dalet. Where did the Rambam know that from? The Pashtus of the Gemara is like I would have said. How many members of the city have to be in the city in order to give it a shame ear? And once it has a shame ear, if the majority of its residents do Avodah Zarah, it becomes an Irin Idachas. That's what I would have thought that we're talking about over here. What's called an ear? Not how many people have to be doing Avodah Zarah. So Rav Shach and Avi Ezri on that Rambam says that you can't say that the Gemara is asking about the definition of ear, because even if the number of people that live in the city would qualify as an ear, it wouldn't have a din of an Irin Idachas by having the majority doing Avodah Zarah, because we do not say the principle of Rubo Kikulo. And to be an Ir Hanidachas, we don't say Rubo Kikulo by Ir Hanidachas. You need Kulo, you need the number of people to be doing Avodah Zarah to itself constitute a halachic Ir. And therefore the Rambam says, okay, how many people have to do Avodah Zarah for just those who are doing Avodah Zarah to itself constitute a halachic ear? So two opinions. Mea Sara v'ad mea divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says anywhere between 10 and 100 people. More than 100 people is no longer an ear. That's something bigger than an ear. That's a tzibur. And there's no din of tzibur anidachas. There's only a din of an ear anidachas. Rabbi Yonasan Omer Mimea, that actually the smallest number has to be 100. Mimea vad rubo shel shevet, anywhere between 100 people and the majority of a shevet. Once you hit the majority of a shevet, no longer irin idachas. Vafilu Rabbi Yonasan lo kamer el rubo avul kulo lo. Even Rabbi Yonasan only set up until rubo shel shevet, but an entire shevet that does avodah zarah, even Rabbi Yonasan would not say it has a din of an irin idachas, where it's chayiv saif and it has a din of individuals who do avodah zarah, where the chiv is going to be skila. So they're not. So if the chiv is going to be skila and they're treated like individuals, then they're not judged with the basin of Shalshim Ve'echad. They're judged with the basin of 23 Dayanim. So how are you going to explain our Mishnah in Darnas HaShevet El Basin Shalshim Ve'echad? So we're back to square one. Again, we want to know, what did this Shevet do that requires a Sanhedrin HaGadol? First possibility was they must have been Mechal Shabbos. We said, no, we never find the difference between a lot of people and a few people that are Mechal Shabbos. Second possibility, they must have violated Avodah Zarah. No, if an entire Shevet violated Avodah Zarah, that's too much to be near Ira Nidachas. So third possibility, Amar of Masna, Hacha, Binasi Shevet Shachat Askinan. Over here we're talking about a Nasi of a Shevet that did an Avera, and then if they're going to execute him for having done an Avera for which he's Chayiv Misas Bezdin, we can't just take him to a regular Bezdin of 23 Dayanim. We need to bring him to the Sanhedrin HaGadol of Shivim Ve'echad. After all, Milo Amar Avad Barava, doesn't Avad Barava say that the makor for the idea that a Kohen Gadol is Chayiv Misa is judged by Bezdin of Shivim Ve'echad is because the Pasuk says, Kol Hadavar HaGadol, and we darshin dvarav shel gadol, that any matter involving a gadol, someone who's a person of authority, who's chayv misa, we don't treat him with Sanhedrin Ketana, we deal with him with Sanhedrin Gedola. So hainami gadol hu, so maybe a nasi shevet also has the status of an adam gadol, just like the Kohen gadol does, and therefore we're dan him with the bezin shel shivim ve'echad. So that's the third possibility. We're not talking about a shevet that didn't have a, we're talking about a nasi shevet that did an Avera. Ula Amar Rav Lazar, Ula says the name of Rav Lazar, a fourth possibility. Maybe somehow when two Shvatim are fighting over the Nachla. They're fighting over which Shevet owns what parcel of land in Eretz Yisrael. Ukitchilasa shel Eretz Yisrael. And the way we adjudicate that is the same way we initially divided up Eretz Yisrael. Matchilasa shem vechad, afkan shem vechad. Just like the initial division of Eretz Yisrael required Sanhedrin, so too, if there's ever any dispute over the division of Eretz Yisrael, that's going to require the Sanhedrin. So, imatchilasa says, but that can't be, because if you look at the original division of Eretz Yisrael, it can't be that we're supposed to replicate how the original division of Eretz Yisrael happened every time there's an argument between two Shvatim about the division of Eretz Yisrael, because Matchilasa, Kalpi, Urim V'tumim, V'kol Yisrael, you had a box where they would draw lots, and you had Urim V'tumim, and you had the entire, you had a maimed of all of Kal Yisrael there. So Afkan, you can say every time two Shvatim get into a fight over a piece of land, Kalpi, Urim V'tumim, V'kol Yisrael, that you need all of that. It doesn't say in the Mishnah you need all of that. So Mela must be that you don't need Shivim V'achar either. So because of that, the Gemara says, and the Mechavartik at Rav Masna. It must be that Rav Masna's pshat was correct, that it's all about Nisi Shevet. Now, the Gemara Maseches Erevin Daf Samach Gimel says that we don't find that Yeshua had to ask the Urim V'tumim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Nevuah, so he didn't need to consult with the Urim V'tumim. So Tosfos over here in Dibra Maskal Ma points out, well, that's true, that's legabe every other matter that Yeshua dealt with. But as far as Chalukas Haaretz, that did require the Urim V'tumim, because that's a Gezeres HaKasav. The Chalukas Haaretz only happens al yedei the Urim V'tumim. So even though Yeshua in general, as a principle, didn't need to consult with the Urim V'tumim because he had direct nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when it comes to Chalukas Haaretz, Gezeres HaKasav, that it requires the Urim V'tumim. Now the Tosfos and Masechta Shavuos and Daf Tesvav raises the following kasha, that it could be, I mean, what was the reason we reject the possibility that it's about an argument over land between two Shvatim? So we said, because if that were the case, then it would have to follow all the criteria you need for Chalukas Haaretz, the Kalpi and the Urim V'tumim and the Maimon Kol Yisrael. Maybe Yitaka do need all of those things. The Mishnah just doesn't mention it, because the Mishnah is not, our Mishnah was not setting out to discuss all the things you need in order to divide, in order to deal with disputes between Shvatim. Our Mishnah was just trying to tell us which items require a basin of 3, which require 23, which require a Sanhedrin HaGadol. So good. So the dispute between two Shvatim requires Sanhedrin HaGadol. Maybe it requires 5 other things also. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the fact that it requires Sanhedrin HaGadol. So Tosfos in Maseches Shavuos says that you cannot say that, because the Mishnah discusses the din of Ein Danin Es HaShevet together with Navi Sheker and Kohen Gadol. Now, by Navi Sheker and Kohen Gadol, you don't need the Melech and you don't need the Kohen Gadol, so it must be by the Shevet also, you don't need the Melech and the Kohen Gadol. Additionally, the Sanhedrin Ketana, one of the Achronim, says that you can't say that you need Kalpi V'urim V'tumim and Kol Yisrael anytime you have Machlokas among the Shvatim, because then what are you going to do Bizman Bayashen when there's Machlokas between the Shvatim? You didn't have Kol Yisrael and you didn't have Urim V'tumim. Bayashen, Kol Yisrael didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael. You didn't have Rov Yeshva Aleha. There was no Yovel that was knowing during Bayesheni. He didn't have it. So how could it be? So they wouldn't have had the ability if there was some sort of disagreement between the Shvatim. We just let them fight forever because we have no capacity to deal with it. So that's what Sanhedrin Ketana says. It just can't be that we have these requirements in the times of Bayesheni. Okay, now the Gemara says, Ravina Amar. So the way we've set it up so far is we had 4 approaches as to what a Shevet had done that we're judging a Shevet with 71 judges. The first 2 approaches, though, we rejected. One was Shabbos and one was Avodah Zarah. We rejected those approaches, and then we had 2 more approaches the first of which, we had one approach of Rav Masna about Nasi Shevet, which we seem to have accepted, that it's a viable approach, and then Ula's approach in the name of Rav Lazar, that it's about Iskei Nachlos, which we rejected as well. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, you know, let's go back to one of the ones that we rejected. Let's go back to approach number 2. The Olam B'Shevet Shehudach. Let's go back to the assumption that when dealing with a Shevet, with a Sanhedrin of 71 judges, it's referring to a Shevet that violated Avodah Zarah. Udika Kashalach, we were bothered, Bedinat Rabban Dainin Alay, that we are going to down a Shevet Shehudach in front of Bezin Shalshim Ve'echad, like Rabban that Ovid Avodah Zarah, but it doesn't fit either Shita and Tanaim, neither Rabbi Yoshia nor Rabbi Yonasan. They both hold that an entire Shevet is too big, and therefore we have to treat them like Yechidim. So it says, in Afagav de Kaltinim B'Yachad, even each person is going to be chayv skilo like a yachid who's over avodah zara and not sayif like an irani dachas. Nevertheless, beidin drab daidin alay. As far as what onesh they get, that's like a yachid. As far as who judges them, that's like an irani dachas. They're dealt with by the Sanhedrin Gadol. Milo Amar of Chama Barabi Yosi, Amar Rabbi Oshia, didn't we already learn on the pasuk that discusses Yechidim that violate Avodah Zarah? It says, Votseisa is Ha'ish Hahu, O es Ha'isha Ha'hi, Uskaltam Bavan of Amesu. So we darshan Isha to Motzi Lishar Recha, that it's only Yechidim that. You go l'sharecha, meaning to your local basin of 23 dayanim. But v'yatamotzi kol yirkulu l'sharecha, if the entire city violates avodah zarah, you do not judge them in a basin of only 23 judges. You bring them to the Sanhedrin HaGadol and Lishka Sagazis. Sachinami, so the same is going to be true about a shevet that violates avodah zarah. That even though they're going to, the onesh that they'll receive will be the onesh that a yachid receives, but the basin that's going to deal with it is going to be the basin of Shimon Ve'achad. Because yesh v'yishatamotzi l'sharecha v'yatamotzi. You'll bring out individuals who have violated Avodah Zarah to your local basin, but an entire Shevet, that's going to have to be dealt with by the Supreme Court. That's going to have to be dealt with by the Sanhedrin HaGadol, Shoshim Ve'echad. Lois Navi Asheker, we then said a Navi Sheker also can only be dealt with by Bezin Shoshim Ve'echad. Minanimili, where do we find that? So I'm Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina, Asya Hazoda Hazoda, Mizakin Mamre. We learn it from Gzeres Shava by Zakin Mamre, it says, Isha Shayase Bizadon Levilti Shema Lakoin Umesa Ishahu, and by Navi Sheker it says Achanavi Asher Yazid Ledaber Davar Bishmi, etc. So since by both of them you use the term Zadon, Malah Lon, just by Zakin Mamre, it's Bishim Vechad, Afkar Bishim Vechad. So too, Navi Sheker is dealt with Bishim Vechad. Va Zadok Kiksiv Biktalu Kiksiv. Wait a second. By Zakin Mamre, when the term Azada is used, it's describing the execution of the Zakin Mamre. The execution of the Zakin Mamre doesn't happen with Sanhedrin Shoshim Ve'echad. Where do we say you need a Sanhedrin Shoshim Ve'echad in the context of Zakin Mamre? That's talking about who the Zakin Mamre has to argue with and paskin against in order to become a Zakin Mamre. But as far as judging his case and executing him, that's done locally. It's just about who he's Mamre against that you need Sanhedrin Shoshim Ve'echad. So how can you learn from there to execute a Navi Sheker with Shim Ve'echad? Elo Amri Shlok also. Now there's another Gezerah Shava where we learn from Zakin Mamre that by Zakin Mamre it says Vasisa Alpi Hadavar Asher Yagidulcha, and by Navi Sheker it says Asher Achanavi Asher Yazid Daber Davar Bishmi. Both of them use the word Davar, and over there by Zakin Mamre it's in the context of who he's arguing with, not the context of his execution. So it says Gemara, okay, but now that I have that Gezerah Shava, V'lahad Zakin Mamre V'ligmar Azad Azad Minavi Sheker. Once I have Dover telling me that just like Zakin Mamre has to argue on the Sanhedrin HaGadol Shoshim Ve'echad, so too Navi Sheker gets killed by the Sanhedrin HaGadol Shoshim Ve'echad, maybe I should take the initial Gzeres Shavah we had of Hazada Hazada and say, and therefore maybe the Zakin Mamre should also get killed by the Sanhedrin HaGadol Shoshim Ve'echad, and that should not be handled locally. So says Gemara, Dover Gamir, Hazada Hazada Lo Gamir. It must be the Tana that has the tradition for Gzeres Shavah of Davar Davar does not also have the tradition for an additional Gzeres Shavah of Hazada Hazada. As Rashi explains, that Ein Adam Dan Gzeres Shavah Me'atzmal and Ken Kibla Me'rabo, you have to have a tradition for Gzeres Shavah, you can't just make up a Gzeres Shavah, and they must have had a tradition that there was a Gzeres Shavah between Zakin Mamre and Navi Sheker, but not that there were two. Tosfos writes elsewhere that they didn't have a tradition for exactly which words there were Gzeres Shavahs for. They had traditions for a particular number of Gzeres Shavahs, maybe locations of Gzeres Shavahs, and therefore they got confused in the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara was trying to figure out where in these parshios the Gzeres Shavah was. We first thought it was Hazada Hazada, and then we said, no, it wasn't Hazada Hazada. That would yield the wrong halacha. Rather, it's Davar Davar. That is in fact the source of the Gezerah Shavah. The Yad Ramah says a little differently. He says Davar Davar Gamer Azad Azad Lo Gamer means, because the word Davar actually appears in both parashios. The word Hazada appears with different conjugations in both parshios. In one parsha, it's Asher, by Navi Sheker, it's Asher Yazid, and by Zakin Mamre, it's Asher Yaseh Bizadon. So those are different words, and therefore, since they don't perfectly align, we can't use it as Gzeres Shavah. So it's not about tradition, says the Yad Ramah, it's that it doesn't perfectly align. Elsewhere in Shas, we do use words that do not perfectly align. V'Shavah Kohen Uva Kohen, for Gzeres Shavah, nevertheless. V'Lovas Kohen Gadol. Then we said you cannot judge a Kohen Gadol unless you have the Sanhedrin HaGadol Shoshim Mechad. So Minayin Mili, how do I know that in? Amar Avad Baravad, Amakra, Kala Dover, HaGadol Yaviyu Elecha. That's what's brought to the Moshe Rabbeinu, who had the din of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Dvarav Shel Gadol. And we darshan, Dover HaGadol doesn't mean a big matter, it means a matter involving a big person, namely the Kohen Gadol. So Meisvei, the Gemara challenges, the Brisa tells us, Dover Gadol, Dover Kasha. Dover Gadol means a big matter, a difficult matter. Atomer Dover Kashi, sure, means a difficult matter. Maybe it means a matter involving a big person. So Kishu Omer, as Hadavar HaKashi Yavin al Moshe, Hari Davar Kasha Amur. The Pasuk says Hadavar HaKasha, so I see that it's when it comes to big matters, not when it comes to big people that you need the Sanhedrin HaGadol. So you see from this Brisa that it does not mean Dvar of Shel Gadol like Rav Avad Barava said. So now we have a Kasha on Rav Avad Barava. You're arguing on a Brisa. How can you go against the Brisa? You're telling me Dvar HaGadol means matters involving big people. Here we have a Brisa that says Dvar HaGadol means a big matter. So Hudamar Ki HaTana, Rav Avad Barava will say, I have another Tana. This is a different Brisa. Titania, we have another Brisa, Dvar HaGadol, Dvar of Shel Gadol. That Dvar HaGadol means a matter involving a big person, like a Kohen Gadol. Atom Dover Shel Gadol, Einu El Dover HaKasha. Are you sure? Maybe Dover Gadol means a difficult matter. So Kshur Omer, Dover HaKasha, Harei Dover Kasha Amur. We're using the same, but since we already have a Pasuk that says Dover Kasha, so why would I need the Pasuk to repeat itself and tell me again that a difficult matter goes to the Sanhedrin HaGadol? So Amani Mekayim Dover Gadol, what's Dover Gadol teaching me? It must be teaching me Dvar of Shel Gadol. So both prices are dealing with the same issue, that it says Dover Gadol and it says Dover Kasha. The first price says that one is Megala on the other. Since I cannot tell from the phrase Dover Gadol what Dover Gadol means, so the phrase Dover Kasha teaches me that, oh, it must mean the same thing. That just like Dover Kasha means a weighty matter, so Dover Gadol must mean a weighty matter. The second brisa says, no, why would the pasuk tell me the same thing twice? So the fact that it says Dover Kasha shows me that whatever Dover Gadol is, it's not Dover Kasha, that they're two different things. Dover Kasha must mean a weighty matter. Dover Gadol must mean Dvar of Shel Gadol, must be something involving the Kohen Gadol. Now the Tana of the first brisa, why do I need two psukim tell me the same thing? So he'll say, no, you need two psukim because one of them is describing Yisro advice, and the other is Moshe Rabbeinu following Yisro's advice. So one is the suggestion, and the other is the implementation. V'idach, what about the Tana, the second brisa, doesn't he also need two psukim, one for the suggestion, one for the implementation? Yeah, but imkein lichtov o gadol gadol o kasha kasha. If that's all it was the implementation of the suggestion that was already made, then it should have used the same terminology to describe it. The Yisro said, Dover Gadol should go to you, and Moshe did. That old Dover Gadol came to him, or Dover Kasha and Dover Kasha. Why did it change the terminology? My Gadol, my Kasha, Shema Minotarti. It must be that it's telling me both. Both that the suggestion was now implemented, and that it's about two separate categories. It's about big matters and about matters involving big people. So says Gemara, how many matters involving a Kohen Gadol have to go to the Sanhedrin HaGadol? By Rabbi Lazar, Shoro Shel Kohen Gadol Bekama. Let's say a Shor of a Kohen Gadol kills a person. So when we judge that Shor, right, we have this drasha we discussed yesterday, Kamisa Bailim Kach Misa Shor, the Shor has to be judged with the same number of Dayanim you would judge the Bailim with, which we said was 23 Dayanim. What if the Bailim happens to be the Kohen Gadol? So do we say that Kamisa Sabailim Kach Misa Shor, now this Shor that kills a person needs a Sanhedrin HaGadol? So the Misa Sabailim Didei Midamin Olay, or the Misa Sabailim Di Alma Midamin Olay? Do we compare, do we say that the Shor gets the same type of Sanhedrin that its owner would have gotten had its owner killed? Or do we say the Shor gets the same type of Sanhedrin that Shor owners in general get, and Shor owners in general just means human beings, and human beings get 23 dayanim. The fact that you're raising the shaila about how many judges for the shor of the Kohen Gadol makes it sound like you're very confident that when it comes to dealing with dinim mamonos of a Kohen Gadol, that it's a davar pasha that it only needs 3 dayanim. Says Gemara, well, yeah, pshita, of course, why wouldn't it? So ma detema all because of kol davar gadol, kol dvar of shel gadol. I would have thought, because it doesn't just say davar gadol, it says kol davar gadol, which implies any matter involving a significant person like the Kohen Gadol maybe should require Shimon Ve'echad. That's why he tells me that that's not true, that it does not require Shimon Ve'echad to deal with a matter, with even tiny matters, even monetary matters relating to the Kohen Gadol. Then we said, you cannot go to a Melchames Roshos unless you have the Beis Din Shel Shim Ve'echad. Rashi writes that every Melchames is called Melchames Roshos except for Melchames Yoshua to be Kovei Sharetz Yisrael. The Adramas says not every Melchames Roshos is a Melchames that's not Litzor Kibush Eretz Yisrael and also not Bishvil Lahagen Al Atzmam. That there's another category of Melchames Mitzvah, meaning Melchames Mitzvah is not only when Yoshua was commanded to go into Eretz Yisrael and conquer Eretz Yisrael, but it's also a war of self-defense when Eretz Yisrael is attacked, when we have enemies that want to drive us out of the land. So protecting that land is also a Melchemes Mitzvah. That's what the Rambam paskens as well. That's why it's a very, very tenuous argument to say that that Melchama today, that we're fighting right now, is not a Melchemes Mitzvah. I mean, it seems pretty clear that the large majority of Rishonim and the way we paskin is that any Melchama that's to protect the land, and when there are people that want to drive us out of the land, that it has the status of Melchemes Mitzvah. Those that want to argue that not everyone is obligated to fight the Melchama will say, well, no, maybe you can only fight a Melchemes Mitzvah if you have a Melech, or maybe maybe in a Hanami it's a Melchemes Mitzvah, but Shevet Levi is exempt from even from Melchemes Mitzvah because you need Lamdei Torah, and maybe everyone has a din of Shevet Levi, but okay, that's arguments that can be made when people want to make arguments. So in Motzid, so you only go to Melchemes Shos where you have Bezen Shoshim Vechot. How do I know that's true? I'm Rabbi Avod, Amr Kra, because the pasuk says when it talks about Yeshua ben Nun, when he went out to Melchama, v'lifnei Elazar HaKohen Yamod, that he stands in front of Elazar HaKohen and he asks the Mishpat Urim l'fnei Hashem. So it says who? That's a reference. Zemelech. V'kol b'nei Yisraelito Zemeshulch Melchama. V'kol Eida Zesanadrei. So you see that you need the Sanhedrin Agadol, that you cannot go out to war without the Kabbalas Rishos of the Sanhedrin Gadol of all the Zekanim of the Sanhedrin. Rishonim raised the question that this pasuk is talking about Melchemes Yoshua by Kibush Eretz Yisrael, which had a status of Melchemes Mitzvah. We're trying to figure out how I know you need Sanhedrin Gadol for Melchemes Roshos. The one thing that all Rishonim agree is Melchemes Mitzvah is Kibush Yoshua. Right, that for sure, whether you hold self-defense. Everyone agrees Kibush Yoshua is Melchemes Mitzvah. So how can you bring a raya that you only go out to Melchemes Roshos with Shem Bechad from a pasuk that describes what Yoshua did? Yoshua was obviously a Melchemes Mitzvah. So Ben Yonah writes two answers. He says, number one, he says, it could be that the Gemara could have asked that kasha, but the Gemara is a good rejection of this limud anyway. Okay. Secondly, he says, the raya is from the fact that it mentions the Kohen Meshuach Melchama. Melchemes Mitzvah doesn't require the Kohen Meshuach Melchama, because part of the job is of a Meshuach Melchama is to announce, Mia Isha Sharbana Bayez Chadash, whoever built a new house, and whoever recently got married, and whoever, right, is exempt. That's not true by a Melchemes Mitzvah. Filu Kal Mechupasa goes L'Melchemes Mitzvah. So since there are elements over here that clearly relate to Melchemes HaRishos, so that's how we're suggesting that we should drive Sanhedrin Gadol relating to Melchemes HaRishos. So says Gemara, but V'dim L'Sanhedrin D'Kam L'Rachman L'Shai L'Burim V'tumim. Maybe the Pasuk is just telling me that the Sanhedrin should consult with the Urim V'tumim, but it's not telling us who you need to take Rishos from in order to be Yotzi L'Melchama. Maybe you don't need the Sanhedrin Gadol to be Yotzil Melchemes HaRishos. Ella, so what's the source that you need Sanhedrin Gadol to be Yotzil Melchemes HaRishos? It's the story with David HaMelech. Ki hada amra vacha bar bizna amra bishum chasida ki nor hayetal in the malam mitasso shal David. David HaMelech had a harp above his bed. Kivin shigia chatzos laila, once chatzos laila arrived, ruach tzfonis min hashevis bo, the northern wind blew against the harp, and it became like an alarm clock. It played music. So David HaMelech would get up at Chatzos HaLaila and learn Torah the rest of the night. Ad Sha'ala Amura Shachar. Right? The Gemara tells us that Rov Chachmasa of a person is achieved from nighttime learning. Right? That's the assumption. That a person learns. Most of his learning happens at night. That's what the Rambam writes. What's the proper way to learn? That you should learn a lot at night. So the impression that you get over here is it doesn't mean staying up late at night. It means waking up while it's still night. Nowadays it's easy, right? The sun doesn't rise for a while still, right? But waking up while it's still night to learn Torah. So kivin shalom amar shachar nichus chachmei yisrael etzlov. Once amar shachar came, the chachmei yisrael came to him. Amar lo adoneinu amelech amchei yisrael tzrichim leparnasa. He said, Adoneinu amelech, the people need parnasa. Amar lechan lechuv esparnasu zemizei. He says, okay, let them support each other. Israel, Jewish people are rachmanim and gomlei chassad, so let them take care of each other. Amar lo ena kometz masbiya sari. There's just not enough to support each other. Ena bar mismalim uchliyaso. The bar does not fill up from its own dirt. There's a different understanding of Rishonim what that mashal means exactly, but it means that there's not enough money. So amar lahem, so he said, lechu pishtu yideichem begdud. So go fight a melchama so that we can get some spoils of war. Miyad, so right away, yotzen b'achitofel. They would take etzah from achitofel to know where, what to do and what how to fight the war. And they would get reshus from the Sanhedrin, v'shal and burim v'tumim, and they would ask the urim v'tumim if they're going to be matzliach in this war. They didn't do this every single day. When the answer was that there wasn't enough money, then they would do this. So Amar Rav Yosef, Mikra, what's the pasuk that tells me that this is the Seder Advarim of how they're supposed to go out to war? Because the pasuk says, V'achrei achitofel b'no yo ben yo yodov v'yosef v'sartzov v'lemelech yoav. Now the simple reading of the pasuk is that after Achitofel died and he was the main advisor for the Melech, so David had to hire a replacement. So Benayahu and Avyasar took his place, and Yoav was the Sartzva, was the general. But we're darshaning an additional level of interpretation, that it's explaining the Seder Hadvarim to go out to war. Achitofel's a Yoav. First you have to take Eitzah from Achitofel to what the war strategy is going to be. V'cheinu omer v'atzas Achitofel asher ya'at. And that's what the pasuk says, atzas Achitofel asher ya'at. There's a Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Alef Siman Mem Ches, where someone asked the Rashba, why does Gemara quote a pasuk to tell me that Achitofel was a Yoetz? There are lots of pasukim that tell us that Achitofel was a Yoetz. That's the whole thing that Achitofel was. That's what he was, that's his whole, so we are, you quote Dafka, this one pasuk. So the Rashba says, okay, there are lots of pasukim. So we're quoting one of the pasukim. The Rabbeinu Yonah has a gear, so we're not quoting it, we don't quote any pasuk about Achitofel being a Yoetz, because it's so obvious from learning Tanakh. Ubnayo ben Yoyada is a Sanhedrin. Ubnayo ben Yoyada is a reference to the Rosh HaSanhedrin, to the Sanhedrin, because he was the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Avyasar Eluvarim Tum, because Avyasar was the Kohen Gadol. V'cheinu Omer Ubnayo ben Yoyada ala Kresi v'ala Plesi. Ubnayo ben Yoyada was prior to consulting with the Urim V'tumim, which are the Kresi v'Plesi. So we see from there that Avyasar was the Urim V'tumim. Lomendik Rashman, Kresi v'Plesi. Why is Yerubatum referred to as Crazy Placy? Crazy Shakar Sindavrayan, Placy Shemuflotin Masehen. Crazy because it came to clear decisions, and Placy because it was wondrous how it instructed Klal Yisrael. V'acharkach, and after that, Sartzva Lemelech Yoav. They went to war with their generals leading the charge. Amrav Yisrael Breder Avadava, Amrila Amrav Yisrael Baravdimi, Maikra, from which pasuk do I learn that David HaMelech was woken up by a harp every morning? Ura Kvodi Ura Hanevel Vikinor Aira Shachar. That David HaMelech says, I'm not like the other Malachim that sleep late into the morning, that sleep 3 hours into the day after sunrise. No, I wake up the morning. The morning doesn't wake me up. I wake up the morning. I'm awake from way earlier than that, learning Torah all night. Vein Mosifin or learning Torah from early on in the night. Vein Mosifin ala ear, and we then said you can't add to the ear of the Azarus unless you have Sanhedrin Shalshim Ve'echad. Minani Mili. How do I know that to be true? Some Rav Simberchi Amar Kra, because the pasuk says when it talks about the construction of the Mishkan and its kelim, kikola sharni mara oscha eis tavnis hamishkan and the tavnis kol kelim v'chein ta'asu. So what does v'chein ta'asu mean? L'doros haba'in. That's referring to later generations. That when you want to add to the ear and to the azaros, then you're going to need the same qualifications you needed to build the Mishkan. And just like Hakamas HaMishkan had to be alpi Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of Sanhedrin Gadol, so too kein ta'asu, when you want to add kedusha to the Ir Azaros, it needs to be alpi those who have the status of Moshe Rabbeinu, namely the Sanhedrin Gadol. Now the Mishkan was the Mishkan. How do I know that that relates to the Ir Azaros? So the implication is anything that adds kedusha, where you're expanding kedusha to a location that didn't have kedusha, like building a Mishkan or like adding to the Ir Azaros, it needs Sanhedrin Gadol. So Masav Rava, Rava challenges Kol Kelim Shosam Moshe, the Kelim Moshe Rabbeinu made Mishich Hasan Mekadshan. The Mishicha B'Shem Mishcha was Mekadesh to be used for Avodah, Mikan Ve'elach, but all the Kelim that were made afterwards, Avodasan Mechanachdan, it was the Avodah, the actual usage of those Kelim that were Mechanech, those Kelim to be used, and that's how it got its Kedusha, Ve'amai, name of V'chein Tasu L'dor Sabayin. How could that have changed? What happened to V'chein Tasu? However you did in the Mishkan, it's done in future generations. No, Shaini Hasam, the Mishicha Sakelim is different. The Amar Kra, because the Pasuk, when it talks about Mishicha Sakelim, says, so we darshan osam b'mashicha v'lo l'doros b'mashicha. That only those original kelim were niskadesh through mashicha. Later kelim were not niskadesh through mashicha. It was through the avoda. Ve'ema osam b'mashicha l'doros b'mashicha iba avoda. Yeah, but maybe you could make that drasha that the original kelim had only one way to be makadesh them, and that was b'mashicha. And maybe in later generations you have two ways to be makadesh them: b'mashicha or b'avoda. So Amar Papa, Amar Kra, no, the Pasuk says, Asher Yisharsu Bam Bakodesh, that it says, B'loshon Asid Asher Yisharsu, so we know we're talking about Kelim that are going to be later on, and it says Shirus, it says Yisharsu, to tell me, Hakasav Talon B'Shevus, that they're only going to have Kedusha by using them, by the Avoda, and not from the Mashicha. So Osam must be telling me, Osam B'Mashicha V'lo L'Doros B'Mashicha, that only the Kelim by Moshe Rabbeinu's time, when Niskadish B'Mashicha, in later generations, it's not b'mashiach, it's b'avoda. Ela osam lamali. So once I'm told that you're mechanich the kelim l'doros al yidei avoda, why do I need a miut to tell me osam? So ilav osam, because had I not had osam, hava amina l'doros b'mashiach uba avoda. I would have thought that in order to be mechadish kelim in future generations, you need two things, mashiach and avoda. Doksiv v'chein tasu, because v'chein tasu tells me you got to do like you did in the days of Moshe. So I have one pasuk tell me you need avoda of sheiris. Another pasuk tells me you got to do like you did in Moshe Rabbeinu's time. So I think you need both. Kas Rachmana Osam. That's why it says Osam is a mi. Osam Mashiach v'lo daros Mashiach. Then only the days of Moshe Rabbeinu require Mashiach, and later generations does not require Mashiach. Venos Sanhedrin. You cannot make Sanhedrin for the Shvatim, smaller Sanhedrin of 23 Dayanim, unless you have a Bezim Shishim Vech that appoints them. So Minalan, how do I know that to be true? Kedashcham Moshe to Oki Sanhedrin. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that appointed all the Sanhedrin for the Shvatim. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who had the status of the Sanhedrin Gadol. So Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa that darshins the pasuk shoftim v'shoftim titan lechabuchal sharecha. So the pasuk that minayin shemamid shoftim lisol. How do I know that we have a mitzvah to be mamet Sanhedrin's ketanos for klal Yisrael? Tamalomar shoftim titan shoftim lisol minayin. How do I know that we need shotrim to enforce the law? Tamalomar shotrim titan shoftim lekal shevet v'shevet. If you have two shvatim that live in one city, minayin, how do I know that each shevet gets its own Sanhedrin? Tamalam shoftim l'shvatecha, shoftim l'kol shevet shevet minayin. How do I know you need enforcers of each, police officers of each shevet? Tamalam shoftim l'shvatecha, shoftim l'kol yir v'yir. If you have a shevet that spans over a couple of cities, how do I know each city gets their own minayin, gets their own Sanhedrin? Tamalam shoftim l'sharecha, shoftim l'kol yir v'yir minayin. How do I know it's a different police force for each city? Tamalam shoftim l'sharecha. Rabbi Dom Rechav Munal Kulan, that there's one basin that's in charge of all of them, that's the Sanhedrin HaGadol, Shemar Titein Lecha. So it says it B'Lashon Yachid, so we see that there's one that's Memuna on all of them. Rav Shum Gamliel Omer, L'Shvatecha V'Shaftu, Mitzvah B'Shevet Ladun Shifto. That we see that there's a mitzvah of the basin of that Shevet to judge its own Shevet. Ve'inos Nirei Dachas, we said to make an Nirei Dachas, you also need Shevim Echad. Minani Mili, Amr B'Chibar Yosef, Amr B'Yoshi, Amr Kra, V'Otzeh Sisi, Shuhu, Asi, Isha, Hi, Ish, V'Isha, Atamotzi, L'Sharecha, V'Atamotzi, Kalir, Kula, Lisharecha. That only individuals are brought out Lisharecha, but an entire city is not brought out Lisharecha. Enos Nirindachas Basvar. We don't make Nirindachas on a border town. So my time, why is that? So we say, based on the Pasuk, Nirindachas, it says that Yatzra Anashim Nebilal Mikirbecha V'yadichu Es Yoshvi Yiram. So we darshan Mikirbecha Amar Rachmana. That the ear that's Mikirbecha, that's in the middle of the Yishuv, where everybody is. V'lo Minas Safar. But not from a border town. We're not Mechayiv that city like a Din Ir Nirindachas. We rather would treat each of the individuals who violate Avodah Zarah like Yechidim who violate Avodah Zarah, where Dinam Beskila, and you don't have to burn all their money, right? You don't have to burn all their possessions. It does not have the status of an Ir Hanidacha. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with V'lo Shalosh, more discussions relating to an Ir Hanidachas. Everyone have a wonderful day, and a Freilich and Soschad.